Central New York and the Mohawk Valley are joining the race to win the coveted second headquarters of the online retailer giant Amazon. Those involved in the project admit their bid may be a long shot, but as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, they say don't count them out yet.
Amazon plans to invest as much as $4 billion to build their campus and expects to create as many as 50,000 jobs. The competition is drawing applications from major cities like Chicago and Philadelphia. The Syracuse-Utica-Rome area may seem like an untraditional addition to that lineup, but Andrew Fish, with Center State CEO, an economic booster organization in central New York, says that's a good thing.
From the standpoint of looking at where they're going to be able to draw their talent from, how far people will have to commute, the quality of life that they will have, the cost of living, I don't believe it's that much of a stretch.
Fish says they are proposing the Onondaga, Oneida, Oswego, Cayuga, Madison, Cortland, and Herkimer County region to meet the 1 million population requirement, and in areas where central New York and the Mohawk Valley may lack the big city amenities like mass transit, Fish believes the state would make the necessary investments if they are selected. But Fish says what could set this region apart from other applicants is the drone corridor that New York State is building between the Syracuse Airport and Rome Griffiths Air Base.
A 50-mile fully implemented unmanned aerial systems traffic management corridor where Amazon would be able to test their drone delivery under a number of different circumstances. That, we believe, is something that they can't do anywhere else.
The application is due Thursday. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.